It's WMFO Medford. It's 10 a.m. I'm Mike. How you doing? Let me tell you what I played in that set. Started off with Mike Viola, brand new from him, called An Unfinished Man, from his latest called Rock of Boston. Gruff Rise had the second song of the set from his 2014 record called American Interior. That was the title track. Red Cross with a great cover from 2018 from a great album called Teen Babes from Monsanto. Yeah, that was Dancing Queen. Shred Flintstone, my favorite band name ever. He's from Brooklyn, everybody. 2023 record. Steve's shaking his head. It's called Post Irony. That one was Blue 42. And the Jayhawks from one of their best albums ever called Sound of Lies. That was Think About It. And as I said, it's 10:01, and it's time for a brand new episode live here at WMFO of the Blowing Smoke with Twisted Rico podcast with Steve Ricardo, right here at WMFO in Medford.
Yes, 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 we love rock and roll. Thank you, Dogmatics. Thank you, Charms. Welcome to the live edition, a live edition of the Blowing Smoke with Twisted Rico podcast. I'm your host, Steve Ricardo. It's great, as usual, to be back here on WMFO in Medford. Well, hello, Mr. Mike Newman.
Well, hello, Mr. Steve Ricardo.
Who's on the soundboard helping me out.
Yep.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm great today. How you doing?
Good. I know I'm not allowed to use certain words on the radio.
No.
But is it okay
think
if
George
I,
Carlin. No.
Is it okay if I say tell you how much I can't stand oversized pickup trucks? Because when you drive on the Mass Pike, I just don't like driving on the Mass Pike with oversized pickup trucks.
No, does it have big, gaudy American flags going by and stuff? That's even
some
worse.
Some do. They won't take their signs off. We're not supposed to talk about politics, so I can't tell you
I was just talking about the American flag. That's all I did.
Well, only a certain kind of people wave those flags, though,
all right,
right.
I was trying to be under the radar, but fine. Bring it up. It's fine.
All right. Today, we're going to play and talk about some of the best new music that has come out in the past year. I realize afterwards that some of these tracks may have come out at the end of 2023 because I wasn't paying attention to the date. But every year, like many others, we come up with a list of our best albums and best songs of the year. I guess this could be an early bird special. I picked out six of my favorite songs of 2024 from my top 20 list, which we'll be releasing in a few weeks. I don't know about you, but I am pretty excited about this. I love lists, and I pay attention to a lot of lists, year-end lists, whether it's music, film, whatever, you know, I just love lists. Okay, so enough yapping away here. What do you say we get into it? When I first heard this song I'm going to play for you now, it floored me, and I must have listened to it like five times in a row. The songwriter of this beauty, called One Hit Woman, Samantha Westerveld, is currently on tour in Europe playing bass and singing at least one song with Death Valley Girls, since we know she wrote and sang the song Magic Powers on Death Valley Girls' Islands in the Sky record, assuming they play that one live. I'm assuming they will. We're not playing with DVG. Sammy, as some people like to call her, fronts her own band called Egg Drop Soup, a really good LA trio that I really like a lot. This past year, they released an EP which features the song One Hit Woman, and we're going to play that for you right now. So here's Egg Drop Soup, and the track's called One Hit Woman. Thank you.
wasn't good. And if you land on the high road and it's high tide, patented the hash mark, the invitation doesn't fold. And if you swam to the island in your hive mind, oh, I realize I am a wonder, I am a wonder. Should have been the sign, I am a wonder, I am a wonder. Stranded on the transport, we're all just suckers in the end. And if you learn the number, then it's my turn. And oh, I realize I am a wonder, I am a wonder. Should I?
Oh yeah, one hit woman, Egg Drop Soup, from the EP of the same name that came out in May. Joining Sammy Westervelt, plays bass and sings, is Olivia Saperstein on guitar and Bailey Chapman on drums. Egg Drop Soup. I'm not sure what the future of this band is because all three of these women are in other bands. It seems to be happening everywhere, you know. People in Boston always say, well, I'm in this band, that band, and this band, but it's not just Boston. It's happening everywhere now. Sammy's on tour with Death Valley Girls, one of the best indie bands in LA. So she's really involved with a lot of really good bands. And because Trailblazer Mike Newman's here on the board with me, I told him that I would... You know, let him offer some of his opinions on some of these songs. So, because Mike, you didn't really listen to these songs when I sent them to you.
I didn't. I wanted to be surprised.
So what do you think of One Hit Woman by Egg Drop Soup?
Well, first of all, as a admitted foodie, I love Egg Drop Soup. I'm good with that. So I was already like on the positive side of this. I love the bass line in there. It's just kicking, and I love female fronted rock and roll. So yeah, thumbs
up. She wrote. The bass player wrote the song, so it makes sense. The meaning of Egg Drop Chop Soup, you'll have to listen to Sammy's interview on a previous Blowing Smoke with Twisted Rico. It has nothing to do with soup. It'll probably horrify you when you hear the meaning of it.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I'm not going to tell you now. You'll have to go and find that episode and listen to it. But I love Samantha Westerveld, or Sammy as some people call her. Okay, so Diablo Gato has a new EP out on Rumbar Records. It's a good one. It's called Snake Oil Salvation. Drummer Jesse Mayer, who's a good friend of mine, has been on the show many times. He's joined in the band by singer-guitarist Drew Indingaro, guitarist Charlie McSteven, and Johnny Custom on stand-up bass. If you haven't seen Diablo Gato live, it's a must experience. Really good band. This is one of my favorites from Snake Oil Salvation. It's called Lost Highway. So strap on your David Lynch goggles and get ready for the ride. Lost Highway, Diablo Gato. That's one classy band right there. Diablo Gato, Lost Highway. I have a little Diablo Gato in my house. His name's Camden, Maine. He's not from Camden, Maine, by the way. He was rescued from the streets of Dorchester. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, Diablo Gato means, ready, devil cat.
Didn't know that.
And you did it?
No.
Come on.
I'm allergic to cats. What do you want from me?
You're not the trailblazer I thought you were. I keep referring to you as a trailblazer, by the way, because it says trailblazer right on your shirt. So I thought that's how you wanted to be referred to.
Okay.
But my boy Cam, who's probably destroying my house right now, is quite the Diablo Gato.
Okay.
So, Mike, I know you love this band because the last time I saw Diablo Gato right down the road, you were at the show.
I was, and I was here when Jesse was here with you. So yes. That song definitely puts me in the mind of like an old classic Western, you know, like with him on a horse and a hat. And he's all tatted out, of course, because it's Jesse. But I love that band. Love that song.
Wow, that's really funny that you said that, because I'll be playing a song later in the set that I refer to as an Italian spaghetti western song.
Okay.
So you're going to hear one more track like that.
Same wavelength.
Okay, so ever since I found Devin Thompson, I have been obsessed with her music. She's a rising star who did some acting. She's only, I think, 22 years old now, and she was a child actor. She told us when she was on the show that she was childhood friends with Olivia Rodrigo, and they worked together on, I think it was a Disney show. But at some point, she decided to go in a musical direction. I guess her whole family's involved in the film industry or TV and that. She wanted to go in the music direction instead of acting, and I, for one, am pretty happy about that. Devin has been on the show twice, and this year has been a big year for her. She also has a great EP called Skin, which includes the song we're going to play for you right now. This is Devin Thompson with I Love You, But It Hurts Like Hell.
You're on, Steve.
That was 20 seconds? Wow, okay.
Well, I mean, it cut off before I...
Okay. I'm a little green at doing radio shows, although I've done many in my life. It's just been a little while. I love you, but it hurts like hell. I think a lot of us know that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm experiencing a little bit of that right now. Devin Thompson is going places for sure. She's already got a Gibson guitar sponsorship and is playing. She's playing all over the West Coast mostly. Please come east, Devin. Come east. What did you think of that one, Mike?
I loved it. I mean, raw power. Nice rock and roll song. I liked it a lot. I haven't heard of that, so thank you. I'm glad to have that song now in my arsenal.
Well, you know, one of the goals of my podcast is to turn people onto new music, not just have, like, you know, guests that everyone's heard of on the show. I've had a lot of those type of people on the show. But it's good to be able to turn people onto new artists. And I've been really lucky. A lot of publicists contact me. In fact, that's how I found out about Devin, through a publicist. And I, like I said, I became obsessed with her music, and that's one of her newer tracks. Okay, the next song we're going to play comes from another artist that's been on the Blowing Smoke with Twisted Rico podcast twice. I discovered JVK on TikTok. It was actually Joe Krieger, who is essentially JVK. And there was something about her in the music that got me, and I don't think I was wrong. They just did a national tour. They played Boston Calling last year, which is a big festival that happens every year here in Boston. And they also just won some New England Music Awards, which is an event that happened very recently. And so Joe Krieger and JVK crossover all over. They do different genres, punk, metal, and in this song, there's a little rap in it. So you're going to find out, because this is a perfect example. This song may have been, it's one of the songs that I think may have been released at the end of 2023, but it seems to have caught on this year, so we're going to just say it's a 2024 song. Whenever it came out, it's still new to a lot of people, and it's a great in-your-face number. JVK with Your Own Man.
I'm gonna cry, baby's mistress, and toy on your wish list, circled in red ink, and give it to you like it's Christmas. I'm not your mommy, not your savior, not your dog. Care about my freedom like it's in a catalog. And I won't be damned to let a man play God in a life of my own just because he's flawed. So what I learned in life to get what I so desperately want. Timeless clock, and I see you waiting for the timer to stop. Waiting for me as a woman to fall on my knees, to be the hand that feeds the ego that gives back mediocrity. So we'll be damned to let a man play God in a life of my own just because he's gone. So what I learned in life to get what I so desperately want.
Oh, yeah. I keep calling that song Your Own Man. It's actually My Own Man. I'm not a crybaby's mistress, a toy on your wish, circled in red ink and give it to you like it's Christmas. I'm not your mommy, not your savior, not your dog. Can't buy my freedom like it's in a catalog. I love her. I really do. Jo Krieger, she writes some really good songs. That's living proof that sometimes a woman needs to be her own man. And Jo Krieger is going places for sure. She's got that good feminist vibe that I love so much. What do you think of that song, Mike?
That kicked me at 10:25 in the morning. I love that they integrated some rap in there, keeping that beat there that just beats you up. I love that, Steve. That was great.
Good. Well, that's the whole point. You know, that's why I'm turning you people on, not you, you too, Mike, to some new songs that you may or may not have heard that are going to be in my top 20 songs of the year. Sometimes you don't find a song like right away. You find a song years later, you know. And, you know, I want people to find these bands and check them out because these really are some of the best bands in the world right now. That's why they're on the Blowing Smoke with Twisted Rico, top 20 for the year. That's right, Mr. Newman. I've told this story several times on this podcast in the last few weeks, and I guess I'll just keep telling it.
Please, tell
until
it again.
Everyone listens. I saw this next band in San Pedro, California, on one of the last NoFX punk and drublic shows. It was a rock and roll. It was like rock and roll love at first sight. The Last Gang, who took their name, as lead singer and songwriter Brenna Red told us on episode 351 from the Clash song, The Last Gang in Town. If you're a Clash fan, you probably knew that. Of course, when I asked her where the name came from, I totally forgot about the Clash song. And she's like, duh, and she pointed a picture on her wall when we were doing a Zoom interview of a Clash record, and I felt really dumb. The Last Gang have a new album out now on Fat Rec. It's a fabulous record. It's called Obscene Daydreams. This song, in my humble opinion, is one of the best punk songs of the year without question. Are you ready? Are you ready, Mr. Newman?
Oh, yeah. Let's
do it. Drop the needle on that 45. Here's The Last Gang with Madness.
At best, I'm infinite and reckless. Your worst is singing in my ear. We share illogically our headspace. Two peas inside the atmosphere. Strange,
Oh, man, I love that song.
I want to play that again. Can I do
that?
I love that.
Again. Yeah, I've been playing. It's funny because I'm looking at my notes here and it says, I have listened to that song about 100 times.
It's killer.
Since I first heard it live on October 2nd. It's been a little over a month since I heard that song. I heard of the band. They're on Fat Wreck and they've done, you know, the Punk and Drublick tours with NoFX the last couple of years because Fat Mike signed them to his own label, and I really enjoy talking to Brenner. That show just came out last week on the podcast, so I suggest if you want to find out more about The Last Gang. The thing that gets me about that song, and I don't think I brought it up when I interviewed her, is the double vocal track and how they recorded it. It's brilliant because you hear her doing this really screaming vocal beneath the more poppier vocal. It works, man. This is the best pop punk example of pop punk that you can get, The Last Madness.
Yeah, I mean, a good audio engineer knows when to employ like doubling vocals, and that was perfect.
Yeah, I don't know if it was her idea or the engineer's idea.
It works.
But somebody had that idea, and that song, I'm pretty sure that's going to be in my top five. It might be the best song of the year.
I'm going to play it.
It's really a great song, Madness, The Last Gang on Fat Wreck. Obscene Daydreams is the name of that album, and wow. This is going by really fast, Mike, but I kind of figured it would. I should have picked more than six songs, but I do have a special seventh song that we're going to end the show with, so hang on for that. So I hope you guys are having fun listening to this. I'm not done yet. The legendary Rich Gilbert, who some of you may know as just Rich Gilbert, is one of the true legends of the Boston rock music scene, not to mention one of the greatest guitar players ever to emerge from the Boston scene. He's played in many incredible bands, and I'm sure you've heard of some of these. Human Sexual Response, perhaps the most famous, maybe not. The Zulus, Frank Black and the Catholics, of course, Frank Black, Black Francis from the Pixies. And he also played, and he was on three albums or four, I can't remember, with Tanya Donnelly. So he was in Tanya Donnelly's band also. And of course, with his lovely wife, Eileen Rose, and her band, Eileen Rose and the Holy Wreck. Rich Gilbert is one of those guys that's constantly working and creating stuff, and he's got some of his best going right now. There's no doubt about it. He has released some incredible instrumental tunes like the one we're going to play for you right now. I love this song. And I told Rich, like I just told Mike a little while ago, it reminded me of music from an Italian spaghetti western, which is ironic since Rich and Eileen are currently residing in Italy. That's where they live. They were up here. I think they were living in Nashville for a while. And they really did a smart thing. They moved to Italy, which I highly recommend if you can do right now. I would go to Italy. They love it there. I talked to Rich not too long ago. He's been on the show twice, so you can go back and listen to those episodes. Let's see. We're going to play the track for you. That's why we're here. So hang on, you cowgirls and cowboys. We're going to go for a wild ride. This is the legendary Rich Gilbert and One Ton Tomato. Yeehaw! That's fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I love Rich Gilbert. One Ton Tomato by the legendary Rich Gilbert. I didn't mention this before, and I'll mention it now, that Rich plays all the instruments on this, and he also recorded it. I mean, if that doesn't tell you how great the guy is and how talented he is, I don't know what will. He has a lot of other songs on his Bandcamp page, instrumentals. You know, he's done all those other bands and let people sing and whatever, and he's not really a singer. So he's taking on this whole new style of doing all instrumental, and I dig it. What did you think, Mike?
It's interesting because lyrics are such a big part of songs for me, and to do an instrumental and have a title, you got to wonder where a title like One Ton Tomato comes from just, you know, an instrumental. But just knowing that he plays everything on the record, a lot of the greats have done that, and like you said, that just proves what a great artist he is.
That's, you know, I didn't ask him what the title's from, but I can imagine if he lives in Italy. I remember when I was in Italy, and the tomatoes there are absolutely incredible. I don't know why, but they're like unbelievable.
Oh, man, what are you doing later? Let's go.
You know, I mean, I remember one time when I was there for about 10 days in the early 90s, my grandmother was still cooking for people, and she was like in her late 80s, and we went to visit some of her sisters that were older than her, and they were sitting there with these big bushels full of tomatoes, chopping tomatoes.
Awesome.
And I just wanted to just go over and grab one of those one-ton tomatoes, man, because they looked so good.
You need to grab like a big thing of like fresh pepper and put them all over those things and go to town.
Well, I would put salt and a little olive oil on mine.
Well, you're the Italian in the room,
Italian,
so I'll go with you.
You are.
Very much so.
Newman is not exactly Italian.
Nope. We're from another planet.
Well, you know, we made it, which is good because I'm running low on my iced tea here, and I can head down to the Diesel Cafe in Davis Square and get myself a iced tea with extra lemon, which if you know me, you know that's part of my life. I love them. There, six fantastic songs in a year that had a plethora of great music. It's comforting to see and hear that there's still music coming out at this high of a level. I mean, Mike could just be saying he likes all these songs just to agree with me, but whether he did or didn't say that, I have to tell you, I think this year has been a great year for music. And, you know, wait till you hear the other 14 songs in my top 20.
I mean, there are these detractors, you and I both hear them, they say, there's no good new music coming out. You just got to find it. It's there. It's not like it used to be. The commercial radio stations aren't there, but yeah. This is proving your point.
Yeah, you know, that's why I'm doing this right now with you, because I know there's people that haven't heard those songs.
That's right.
And they're going to hear them and wonder who they were.
Yep.
And this show will be released as a podcast if you miss it. But if you're not listening to it and you miss it, then why am I saying that? Because there's no real reason for me to say that. I'm live. Sorry, folks. I'm live. For all you people out there in the Boston area listening, thank you. It's been fun. So like I mentioned, the best of 2024 is coming, so that was a little preview for you. Thanks a lot, Mike, here at WMFO, Mike Newman, for handing me the board. Handling. He didn't hand me the board. He handled the board. And we'll be back. You know, if Mike wants us back, we'll be back. You can reach me anytime at twistedrico@gmail.com. We have Facebook, Threads, Instagram, YouTube page. No Twitter. I deleted my Twitter. Sorry, Mr. Musk. Mm-hmm. There is also a TikTok page where you can go there and watch clips from the show. Not this one, because this is not a video show, but on a lot of our shows, they're recorded on Zoom so you can see them. I'm going to say goodbye, but hold on. Till the next time we say goodbye, this is Blowing Smoke with Twisted Rico. I'm your host, Steve Ricardo. Keep the rock and roll alive. In fact, thank you so much for listening. We're going to leave you with one of the best songs from 2023. I think it was number 2 on our list. I love this song. This is by the Family Township, and it's called Young Blood.
There was a time when all the world
WMFO in Medford, 9:45 in the morning. I'm Mike. Thanks so much to Steve Ricardo. You just heard a brand new live version of Blowing Smoke with Twisted Rico. I almost got through that without messing it up, but I appreciate his coming in, and that was some great music that we heard this morning. All right, at 11 o'clock, it's going to be something about the women, and Jane is going to be in today, but until then, I've got some music for you, starting with new noise from my guest from last week, Nick Puente and the Complicated Men. This is called Long Way Down at WMFO.
Out of control, out of my mess, thinking about all the times we had. There's plenty of space in the back of my mind. Oh, how I got so far away from you.
for an alligator.
It's 10:50. No, what is it? Yeah, 10:56 in the morning. It's WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. Let's see. That last shortened set started off with new noise from Nick Pointy and the Complicated Men. He was my guest last week from his latest called Up and Out of It. That was Long Way Down. Supergrass, great power pop from them. Last year, they had a record called Life on Other Planets. It was remastered. That was Seen the Light. And one of the best covers of, well, Bowie or anybody else I've ever heard. Zen Gorilla finished us off there. I decided to go out quietly. From a record in 1999 on the Sub Pop label called Trance States in Tongues. Don't ask me. That was Moon Age Daydream, of course, and love that. All right, so it's 10:57, and I get to talk to my friend Jane, who's here for Something About the Women.
Hey,
hi, Jane.
Hey, Mike. How
What's
are
up?
You?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
The sunshine helps.
I don't know, but I had such a great night last night. There was a great show at the Burren, and our friends, the Sins, were here from New Jersey, and they were in the mood to, like, club hop. So Barron on Friday night gets out early. We all piled in an Uber and went over to Sally O'Brien's, and we couldn't fit in the car. So, and Cindy.
Clown car.
And Cindy, if you're listening, this is, you know, she laid across our laps in the back seat with her pocketbook as her pillow. And she just like, it was just so much fun. So thank you guys. Had a lot of fun with you.
I think it's so awesome. You know, the Shins, Mike, you play them on the show. The thought of you actually crammed into an Uber.
It was hilarious.
I just think that's great.
We got one of those six-seater Ubers. It was it was great. For that mile that we went down the road, we were all rich.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's fantastic. I love actually that live music can kind of bring you back to life too.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Absolutely. So, we were talking last week about what your show is going to be like in the 12 o'clock hour. What's that going
to
be?
So Mike, you're so good because you always invite me to talk about this. And, you know, usually when I host, we do a six pack at noon.
Yeah.
And that's a, you know, six song set. It's a themed kind of a thing. And, but you said something last week it just unleashed something, which was, you know, we were kind of commiserating last week, talking about the state of the United States at the moment. And you said something like, oh, you should maybe do a six pack about, you know, like anger or like whatever. And I thought, well, I'm not going to actually do that, but this entire show, it's not a six pack, Mike, it's a keg. It's a keg that is inspired by kind of all the feels that are out there. I'm kind of leaning into this post-election thing. And don't worry, this is not going to be like 2 hours of only rage or despair or, you know, pretty much every artist that I'm playing. And a lot of the songs are stuff that I've played on Something About the Women anyway. But we're grouping them all today under this great big theme. And but great music between 11 and 1. Because I think music is going to get us through.
It does.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Stay tuned for Jane. She's here for Something About the Women. It's just about 11 a.m. at WMFO Medford. Jane, handing it over to you.
Thank you, Mike. And welcome to listeners of Something About the Women. And remember, tune in on Saturdays at 9 o'clock so you can hear Mike on the mic. But right now, it is straight up 11 o'clock. And this is...